good evening and welcome to another episode of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. This actually is the evening, but for me, it's very early morning in Guatemala City. I'm not in Guatemala City, I'm in Antigua. So there you go, got that wrong already. So I've just woken up. So this is the first time I've used my vocal cords in hours. So if this sounds rubbish, then I don't know, listen to a podcast where you have to pay, innit? You get what you pay for, mate. So it's wedding day today. I am one of the ushers. I'm a bit like, oh, lots to do. So I can imagine what the groom and the bride feel like. I met him the other day. We had a cocktail party. The two families met and friends and things like that. Both of them were just stressed to fuck, like super stressed. And I don't blame them. And I kept on saying, listen, I've had two weddings. And they've got big, can you hear this? They've got big, because we're in Guatemala, there is, all the buses are American children's school buses, but kind of all pimped out. They look quite cool. But the air quality is terrible. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, Antigua, and it's so full of pollution. You're like, okay, so that's just going to be wrecking everybody and the buildings and people's health. But it's also very beautiful, especially where I'm standing. I kind of feel like I'm in a compound. Well, because I am in a compound, but at the top of the hill, I feel like a drug lord or something. I feel like Pablo Escobar, but without the tash, all the power, all the money, all the women. All the balls, all the motivation. Yeah, anyway, so we went and had this cocktail party. I don't think, I was going to do one of these every day, and I didn't. And it was very nice seeing everybody. It's a free bar, though, and we were just boshing back the booze, so fuck knows how much they spent. Lots of money. And they were both stressed because there's just so much stuff to do and looking after so many people. And I said, listen, I've had two weddings. Let me tell you something. Do not get stressed on the day. On the day itself, right, it should be about you two. It shouldn't be about looking after your guests and all of that. I did that on my first wedding. I stayed sober and I was worried about how other people were doing the whole time. And I just kept on checking in on them. And then if friends weren't integrating with other groups of friends, I was, you know, trying to make that happen. It was awful. It was my whole wedding day was just spent making sure other people were all right. And that's annoyingly one of my faults. If we're in a big group of people, and it's happened here on this holiday, and someone seems to like be a little bit pissed off, I'm like needing to fix it so everybody gets on. I don't know. I think that's probably from having a... I know what it's from. Do you want to know? I may as well say. It's a podcast, isn't it? It's definitely from having an alcoholic father and him kicking off all the time. So trying to placate him, is that the word? I'm trying to make sure that he's not angry and he's not going to kick off. And then it's like, just if you've been doing that since you're like five, it just bleeds into your life of not wanting other people to be pissed off. And you also become much more aware of how pissed off people are. Like if their mood changes even slightly, you pick up on it really badly. It's so noisy up here with these trucks. It makes it sound like... I'm standing next to a motorway, but I'm not. I'm surrounded by houses and grass and fields. I'm going to go up. I'm going to go up this way, so it's a little bit quieter. So yeah, I think I'll have a dip in the pool, like Pablo Escobar probably did, and then go ship some coke to Miami. Yes. So I'm an usher, so I've got the suit sorted as well. My back is killing me. My pulled my back before I got here. Of course I did. And I just pulled it just now, getting out of bed and putting my pants on. It's fucking ridiculous. Health, man. I do appreciate the fuck out of it. But it seems... perfect health seems to elude me. I don't... there's always something wrong with me. Some ailments and some things needing hospital visits and stuff like that. It's like... ugh. Anyway, look, we're going to go up here. It's nice and quiet up here. Can you hear this? There you go. More birds. I haven't seen any horrendous insects or spiders yet, which is good. Although I did rescue a huge cockroach beetle thing from the pool when we first arrived. But my God, the hill that we're on, this should be illegal. It is so steep to get up to. It's so steep, you would never see it in Britain. They'd flatten the hill a bit. They wouldn't build a fucking house on the hill. This fucking gradient, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I pulled my back bringing, I think I probably told you this before, didn't I? Boring, innit? So anyway, the spent the rest of yesterday just having a bit of food, walking around town, sitting around, going to a restaurant. It's really nice. It's very difficult, I find, to adjust your mind to relax. It's a skill. I really do think it's a skill. Much like exiting a conversation is a skill. We were talking about this because at the cocktail party, I got talking to some woman who is a sister-in-law of the bride. And then I said, oh, I heard the bride's got a sister, I haven't met her. I was just being polite. So she said, oh, you've got to come meet her. So then I met her, and then the three of us talking. I've got nothing to say, so I'm talking complete bollocks. More bollocks than now. Right, absolute gibberish. And also, it's the first time I've been pissed in 6 months. So I'm tired, jet-lagged, dealing with being drunk, and trying to have a conversation with someone in a second language. And, it was awful. And it got to the point where I went, all right, yeah, well, I'll see you on Sunday. And then just stood there, and one of the women went, off you go then. I was like, all right, bye. It was fucking terrible. It's one of those conversations that when it finishes, you go, ugh, I think I need a shower. Anyway, yes, wedding today, so we'll see what can be done there. But where I'm sitting now, the view is spectacular. All right, see you on the next pod.